Now, I'm a bit curious about how much the Norwegian Prime Minister made last year, so I thought I'd have a quick peek. Luckily for a nosy journalist like me, that information is only a few keystrokes away. I type her name in here on the tax authority's website, press enter, and hey presto, I can see exactly how much Prime Minister Erna Solberg made in 2015. And how much she paid in tax. If I want to, I can search on anyone at all, including my friends, colleagues, and family.
Har du snakket med rett om
To find out why Norwegians have been granted this right to snoop, I've come to see Hans Christian Holte. He is Norway's tax commissioner, the head of the public tax administration.
We have a long tradition in Norway for this kind of openness. Before the internet, we had lists on the local tax offices where people could come in and look up this kind of information. But of course, it's much more accessible these days with the web.
The thinking behind it is to create trust in the country's taxation system by being completely open about who makes what and how much they pay. And it works, argues the tax commissioner.
Firstly, I think it gives legitimacy to the way the Norwegian tax systems is actually working. It shows the overall economy in Norway, how that functions. Also shows that, you know, rich people, how much they pay in tax. When we look at polls kind of measuring the public confidence in the tax administration, it shows that we actually enjoy a very high trust in our administration.
After the tax lists moved online in the early 2000s, it became a national pastime to compare and contrast earnings and taxes, and the media every year make top 10 lists of the richest people in different parts of the country. But around 2012, some people began to feel that things were spiralling out of control. Tom Storvi, a former economics editor at the national daily VG, was one of them.
You could actually download a little program to your computer, and when you started your Facebook app, then you saw all the tax information and the income for all your friends. And people's peeping Tom mentality started to take all the room. Then I thought that this was going way too far. And I actually asked our government to do something with the rules here.
And the government listened, explains Paul Bjørnestad, State Secretary at the Norwegian Ministry of Finance.
As of 2014, this information, you can only obtain it through a portal where you have to log on with your ID and a password. And the taxpayer whom you are requesting information or searching information on will be informed that you have actually searched such information.
And what happened to the number of searches after this new rule was introduced?
It has dropped significantly.
In fact, the number of searches fell by nearly 90%, explains Tax Commissioner Hans Christian Holte.
We saw a drop to about one-tenth of the volume that it was before. I think that has taken out the peeping Tom part of that kind of searches. But again, it's a balance, because we would like people to do searches that might help us in investigating tax evasion, for example. We get a lot of tips in each year, partly based upon those kind of information that people could find at our website.
Yeah. Have you ever used those lists?
No, never.
So if hardly anyone is using the tax lists anymore, I wonder if I can still find someone who does on the streets of Oslo to ask them why they do it.
I don't think it's right. I think it belongs to the private life of people, how much they earn and how much they have to pay for a tax.
Earlier I did, but now it's visible if you do it, so I don't do it anymore, actually.
So that has deterred you? You've stopped using it because of that?
I was not checking very much, but Some figures I did.
What were you looking for then?
Curious about some neighbours and so forth, yeah.
Have you ever been searching on other people's income and tax?
Yes, of course. For the most part, myself and my family.
Okay, and now your family, of course, will know that you've looked at them since they changed the system. Did that not deter you from doing it?
No, not actually. It's kind of interesting, and my family is open, so they don't mind.
So what do you think about the fact that you've got this kind of open system in Norway? Is it a good thing for society, or...?
Both good and bad. Everyone can see what you're making, everyone can see your private status, but also good, so you don't have to be, act like a big shot if you're not.
From talking to people here, you do get the impression that the open tax lists are no longer such a big deal. The initial excitement has worn off. Yet, when the lists are published each autumn, they still create a lot of media attention. It seems people want to read about the top 10 earners in their town or about the tax affairs of celebrities and politicians more than they want to snoop on their neighbours and friends. There's only one more person I feel I have to ask if he searches the tax lists, the tax commissioner himself, Hans Christian Holter.
I don't. I get this question from time to time, and my honest answer is I don't, and I don't have the time either.
And if you wondered about the exact earnings and tax paid by the Norwegian Prime Minister, all you need to do is log on to the Norwegian Tax Administration's webpages. Oh, and you need to have a Norwegian ID number. Lars Bevanger, DW, Oslo.